welcome to the Age of Aquarius, and I will be your host for this podcast, Kenosha Amen. Well, look at how much the world has changed very rapidly, and it's still in a process of change since my last podcast. Very interesting how things are turning, and the world is becoming aware. Some of you who listen to my podcast are already aware, but the world at large is becoming more and more aware of the influence the sun has on our reality. And it just so happens now, this week, today is, I believe, December the 9th, or December the 8th. Well, this week, we are experiencing a lot of solar activity, solar storms, solar winds, as I said we would. Or shall I say, as I was allowed to say, as the universe allowed that information to come through me. Because, you know, it's not like I just automatically know these things. It's intuition. Intuition is the higher source energy that we all have. And so when the information comes through, you have to give credit where credit is due. Whatever type of creator or creative force that you want to believe in, that's where I've gotten the information from. And so this podcast is dealing with the wind-up pitch and then the home run, as I like to describe it. The wind-up pitch is the solar eclipse that is taking place on December 14th. The home run, which is a great shifting that will take place for America and the world, is December 21st, 2020, and that's the great Jupiter-Saturn conjunction. Interestingly enough, the solar eclipse happens on the 14th, and then 7, that magical number, mystical number, divine number 7, 7 days later, we have the great Jupiter-Saturn conjunction on December 21st. It's a lot of things happening in the world. We've got these monoliths. The silver monoliths, like the movie 2000 Space Odyssey, sort of like that, but they're triangular in shape, silver, not dark. And they're showing up all over the place. You got a lot of people saying that these monoliths are actually, I don't know, they want to say a lot of things about them. They want to say that they're art projects. I will say that they're not art projects at all. Don't really know what they are. I would say that they're probably not man-made. So if you believe that they're man-made, I would say that they aren't, just because they're showing up and people aren't seeing them being put up. And there are some videos that are coming out where people are saying they're being taken down, but I'm not really sure they have any video showing them actually being taken down. So the video that shows that they are being taken down is actually, could be manipulated, just a video that was taken by someone saying that they took it down, and you could post that up and say, well, we took it down. So even if it is, if it turns out to be an art project, that would be very interesting. Like, I don't know who would have the time, the ability to pull something like that off. So far, you've had these silver monoliths. First, the first one showed up in Utah. Then you had one show up in Romania. Then you had one show up in Philadelphia, you had one show up in Texas, and 2 places in California. And just as soon as the monoliths show up, they disappear. Once again, whatever it is that's taking place, look at the greater overall picture. It's just a sign of the times that we are indeed still in the magnetic pole shift, and we are entering into the age of Aquarius, and the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction on the 21st of December is ushering us into that. Now, interestingly enough, I did a little research on it studying Vedic astrology. I'm not really an astrologist per se. I'm going to start researching it some more. I've usually just been studying, the tarot cards, astrology is there, playing cards, intuition, numerology, but I'm going to start studying astrology a little bit more because it is a science. It is a definite science. It's not quackery. It is real. The luminaries, planets, whatever you want to call them in the skies, definitely have an effect on us. So did a little research on this Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, and it takes place every 20 years. So we had, and when we have a Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, we go into a particular period that is defined by an element. So you have earth, wind, fire, and water, or earth, air, fire, and water. So we had a, I'm just going off of memory, we went into what's called an earth period in 1980, and that lasted 20 years until like May 2000. And in May 2000, we went into a fire period, and that fire period lasted from May 2000 all the way up until right now, when we're heading into the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction of December 21st, 2020. Now, interestingly, when we go into December 21st, 2020, we will be going into the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction will take place in the constellation of Capricorn on the winter solstice. And then that period that we're going to go into is the Earth period, the same period we were in the 1980s. I can't go too far back, but there may be, you know, because of the internet, you can go back just recently and see, you can get a snapshot of what the world was like, people's energies because of the internet. Now you can go back and see what was the world like in the 80s? What were people like? What was the energy like? What were the technologies like? What was going on in the 80s? And then when we transition into the 2000s, what happened all through the 2000s? Obviously, we know 9/11 was the biggest thing. What characterizes that fire energy that we experienced from 2000 all the way up to 2020? So if you go back and get a snapshot of the 80s, then you will know, or maybe we can intuitively guess what the next 80 years will be like when we transition into the Earth period, because that's actually what's going to happen. As of December 21st, 2020, we transition into the Earth period, and then we're going to have 20 years. Every 20 years, it's going to be an Earth period until 2100, when we transfer into an air period. So we're going to have like 80, we're going to have four Jupiter conjunctions, and it's all going to be in the Earth period. I also believe in the 1960s is when we had an Earth period too, leading up to the 80s. So what was significant in the 60s? Civil rights movement. A lot of free thinking. A lot of things were going on where people were expanding their consciousness. New technologies were coming to the forefront. Let's see. That was the 60s to the 80s. And then we had another Jupiter conjunction in the 80s until the 2000s. So in the 80s, during that time period, all the way up to the through the 90s, the World Wide Web came into being like December 25th. I believe it was 1990 or 93 at UCLA. That's where the World Wide Web actually took place. So we can see a lot of technologies, innovations taking place during the Earth period. Movements of consciousness dealing with people and their awakening consciousness. That's being driven by the sun. So it's interesting, like I said, the wind-up pitch before we go into the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction is the solar eclipse of December 14th. We already have a solar storm that's heading to Earth right now because of coronal mass ejection. And the sun, as I said, there is no grand solar minimum where the sun is going to be going dead and we're going into a mini ice age. That's not happening. We're going into fluctuations of energy as the Earth returns to her tropical, high energetic state. So we're going to have fluctuations where it's going to be very cold. We're going to have cold snaps in certain areas, and it's going to be flooding in other areas. I mean, we're in a state of flux as this magnetic pole shift continues, and that's not going to stop. just take a look at what's happening in Italy, India, Brazil, all of the flooding that's taking place. That's energy, that's change, that's happening now. And this is indicative of Earth period, or the Earth cycle that we're going into with this Jupiter-Saturn conjunction. So December 21st, we go into the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, and then we're going to have just 80 years of the Earth period cycle, which I predict we're going to have a very magical world. We're going to have a world with Earth-based technologies and other technologies that are going to be presented, and they're going to be cataclysmic, natural. They're supposed to happen. We can call them disasters, but natural changes that are going to happen that's going to force the hand of humanity. So these technologies have to come to the forefront. It's going to be a brand new world. 2021 is, if you thought 2020 was bad, 2021 is going to be worse in a way because of all the changes. There was an author who put out a book back in the 90s. It's called Awakening to Zero Point, and it was by Greg Braden. And he talked about magnetic fields on Earth. And when the magnetic fields shift, the consciousness shifts. When magnetic fields on Earth shift, our consciousness shifts to go along with it. It's like a hard drive. Like I said, nodes in a hard drive. When you reconfigure the hard drive, well, then there's a restructuring of data. And data is going to be structured and flowing and accessed differently. And this magnetic pole shift that is evidenced by the extreme weather changes and fluctuations that we see. And of course, it's being pushed by the sun and other energies, other sources of energies beyond the sun. That's causing the sun to react a certain way. That's causing the earth to react a certain way. When these magnetic fields are shifting, our thoughts and our consciousness shifts. And we don't believe things that we used to believe. So these are just the things that are happening. Like I said, the solar storms coming up that's hitting the earth now. If you've noticed a lot of network connectivity problems, like I said before, that it would happen, it is happening. Or as I was allowed to reveal through me, through my intuition, through the super consciousness that we all have, that we're all connected to, the holographic universe, that internet connectivity and network connectivity, those problems are going to increase as this energy from the sun is hitting us. Then, boom, we have the solar eclipse on December the 14th. And 7 days later, we roll into December 21st, 2020, Jupiter-Saturn conjunction in Capricorn at the winter solstice. So not only are we having the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, it's at the winter solstice. So that's powerful energy portals taking place on that day. So just be mindful of yourself. Prepare yourself. I can't tell you what to do. I would suggest fasting, drinking lots of water, getting your crystals, getting everything in order, your prayers, your thoughts, and prepare, because once we, and it's already happening now. You know, when a shift takes place like that, a conjunction or anything like that, it's not like it happens right at that moment. There's a buildup. So like the solar eclipse that's coming on December 14th, the buildup is the solar storms that we're hitting. So there's going to be a buildup of energy 3, maybe 4 days before, maybe 7 days before. Let's use that number 7. So maybe 7 days before, boom, it hits. And then 7 days after, as the energies from the solar eclipse start to wane, we're also in that 7-day window that the energies for the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction are building. And then the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction hits on the 21st, and then those energies starts to wane 7 days afterwards. The thing is, with this Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, it's going to be ongoing energy that's going to last for decades, because we're going to have multiple Jupiter-Saturn conjunctions until 2100. And then we move into an air period. So the Earth period is, like I said, Earth-based technologies. The only thing I can think of that made it into modern media that helps me to understand this Earth period that we're going into is the technology of Wakanda in the Black Panther movie. Or as the Kemites would say, Ma'at, or reciprocity. That's the energy and that's the technology, maybe not vibranium per se, but it's going to be Earth-based. It's going to be nature-based. And oh, yes, so as we move into this Earth period cycle, knowledge of ley lines will increase because that's what the technology is based on. You go back and look at the Disney cartoon Atlantis, and you look at all of the tattoos that the Atlanteans had, and these same patterns of tattoos existed on their technology that they didn't even know how to use. It had been dormant because they needed to awaken it. You know, not to give too much of the movie away if you haven't seen it, but the ley lines that exist on Earth is like that. And those ley lines are being energized by the solar energies coming in from the sun and other energies that are affecting the sun, the magnetic pole shift. That's the new technology, or that's the foundation of the technology that we're going to be accessing. And I believe it's going to be like an anime movie. I think after the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, people's abilities are just going to awaken. It's going to be like Peter Parker getting bitten by a radioactive spider or something like that. And then after the 80-year period of the Earth cycles or Earth period, then we have a brief period of air. And air is like prana, or if you've done any research on pranayama or qigong. So, and I don't think we're going into a fire period again for many, many years. So it's going to be a fluctuation back between the earth energy and the air energy. The earth energy and the air energy. Air is sort of like concerned with thought, thinking, consciousness, self-awakening, and earth is dealing with the earth energies. So we're going to have a back and forth of humanity, I believe, evolving in earth, transitioning to the next level to where she's supposed to be and where we're supposed to be. And that can't be stopped. Like, it literally can't be stopped. But as anything else, like when you're going through a healing phase, there's detox moments involved. And so we've got some pain and trials and tribulations that we got to go through. So we're going through this plague, this pandemic. There's a mysterious sickness that just appeared in India as well. So I believe the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction is going to be another testing of humanity. And it's going to be a refining. We're going to be refined during these changes to be the people and the entities and the consciousness, the souls that we're supposed to be here in this school simulation / dream that we call Earth. So just wanted to bring this information to you. With the solar storms coming, expect more weird fires popping up like they have been. There is no more normal. The normal that we knew, 2019 doesn't exist anymore. So expect to see weird things and expect to see many more things in the skies. Keep your eyes to the skies. Keep your eyes to the skies. Keep your eyes to the skies with no fear. Two things you should do. Keep your consciousness centered in your heart, because remember, as I said before, the earth, all you gotta do is just take the letter H and move it to the beginning of the word earth, and now you have heart. That's where we are, and that's the lesson of being here in this school. We call earth is the heart. So keep your consciousness focused in your heart and keep your eyes to the skies. We're in for some incredible times. Who knows? We might even see some gigantic creatures arising from the Pacific Ocean, like Pacific Rim. Who knows? We will hope that they are benevolent and they are of a higher intelligence, just like the dolphins are. Yeah, and keep your connection to the animals and the insects around you. The synchronicities, the little coincidences when animals come up close to you or birds fly by close. Those are signs that the dimensions, the so-called schism between the spiritual world, i.e. the spiritual world, so-called afterlife, astral realms, in this physical world, that division is lessening. And so they're merging and getting closer and closer. And a telltale sign of that is not only these planetary conjunctions we see, but the animal-insect interactions that you're having. So just wanted to bring that message to you. Keep your consciousness and your love centered in your heart. Take care of your family. Don't let it just be about yourself and, hey, this is my self-awakening. If there's anything I can leave you with, take care of your family, because your family is going to take care of you. Take care of your circle that's closest to you. And try not to worry about everything else that's going on around the world. Take care of your family first and take care of each other. All right? And once again, this has been Kenosha Amen for the Age of Aquarius, signing off.